Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 22nd of April. Starting off with Argo Blockchain, where we try again to find a meaningful low in the stock, back to 3 pence or sub 3 pence last month, which is major support for the shares. Broken the neckline resistance at 4.25 today, and above that, looking for 6 pence at the top of an August falling trend channel, perhaps up to 6.5, where the 200-day line currently is. Stop loss back below 3.75 pence should cover any potential pullbacks. A bit of a lap of honour there for Avacta, in the sense that shares first managed to hit the top of the main triangle there at just under 60 pence last week, but they've managed to give us a bonus with the 90 pence plus spike at that resistance line from late 2017. So it does show that these lines, even though they appear to be drawn out of nowhere, do actually sometimes work, which is rather pleasing. Current situation is that we hope that support will come in above 60 pence and above that, or at that initial resistance line. The main line in the sand here, I suppose, though, is 50 pence, which was initial 2019 resistance that has to hold for the whole bull argument to remain intact. Going on to Alpha Growth, which has been called up here successfully on a couple of times, but it's always fallen back. The current situation, though, is we've got a neckline break from or through 1.2 pence, while we're above that, looking more for 1.8 pence at that January resistance line projection. Ideally, pullback below 1.1 pence ahead of that 1.8 pence target. Going on to a stock which is come back in favour, let's say. Here's the ticker coming up through on the chart now. Here it's Blackbird with a triangle break through 13 pence, and really while we're above that, a target here as high as the top of that rather steep looking rising trend channel from February, heading up to 27 pence, and the upside there valid while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 12.25 pence. Moving on to a stock which had some news today, BATM. Here you can see that the shares have gapped up through resistance at 50 pence and heading towards the top of a broadening triangle, which I think I drew some time ago, as high as 65 pence. The target there valued while we hold above 45 pence in the meantime. Going on to a stock, one of the few gold plays around, which is actually moving in a sprightly fashion. I suppose sentiment's going well, but here we've got Conroy Gold breaking that line of resistance at 8 pence and hopefully retesting 18 pence over the next month or so. A good end of day close today above the 50-day line would cement the bull idea, and we're holding to that as long as we remain above the 200-day moving average at 7 pence. There was news yesterday from Hemogenics, and news again today, which has pushed the share price up. We retested the highs of yesterday, looking for a target here, technical target here, which is what we were looking at before when the shares were around 1.8 pence before the news came out, as high as 3 pence. Ideally, there's an end of day close above the 200-day line today at 2.13 pence, and there tends to be sellers coming into the stock, but above the 200-day line looking bullish, and we could then be able to revise the upside target up towards 4.5 pence, which is a line of resistance from May last year. Onto a relatively obscure situation coming in the form of Hydrodeck. Here you can see that obviously we're right at the bottom of the range, and the price action needs to be magnified a bit, but we've broken a level around 3.5 pence and breaking that neckline resistance for April could at least take the shares back up towards the main resistance on the way down from February at 7 pence. Stop loss in this situation back just below the, 2.8, 2.7 pence should cover it. Another situation which has been in the wars of late is Icon Labs. Here we've got, we had an initial successful neckline break around 0.02 pence. New support for the stock coming in at 0.03, and while we're above that, looking for 0.09, which is initial 2019 resistance. Finishing up with a more conventional looking chart comes in the form of image scan. Here we've broken that resistance line from November at 1¾ pence, and above that, looking to steam ahead towards the top of that rising trend channel from November, as high as 4½ pence. A good end of day close today above 2 pence would cement that idea. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.